If you think back to about a month ago, there was the first presidential debate. And the whole story that came out of that was the interrupting, the talking over, moderator Chris Wallace getting trucked and having no control over the debate whatsoever. And we started talking the next day, I think in the mix, about, boy, the moderator really didn't seem like he knew what was coming, didn't really have the fire to stand up to these two guys. What if Norm did it? That'd be funny. It would have been a lot funnier to see Norm treating President Trump and Joe Biden like postgame show callers. And so I just started thinking about that and what that would sound like. And I have a couple of examples of what I think that might sound like in my head. And this is really the only political coverage you need today.
Let me finish. The point is that the president also is opposed to Roe v. Wade.
And an abortion.
That's on the ballot as well in the court.
Okay.
And so that's also at stake right now.
Okay.
And so the election is already
begun. You don't know it's
begun.
On the ballot.
No.
Why is it in the ballot?
No.
Because...
Why is it on the ballot? It's not on the ballot.
Oh, please.
It's on the ballot in the court.
I don't think so.
In the court.
That's an idiot statement.
Donald, would you just
And you don't know her view on Roe v. Wade.
I don't know.
That's it. I gave that man 7 minutes to discuss logically. This is idiot talk.
So I just imagine.
Is Norm the moderator, or is he debating? Because it almost sounded in there somewhere like he was running for president.
Yeah. And maybe you would just vote for the moderator after you see Norm be the only forceful voice that can stand up to these two men. But this is how a debate needs to be moderated. As if you're on the same playing field as the candidate. So you can just yell back at them, tell them to shut up, tell them they are dumb. The same thing they do to each other. I want the moderator to do that, which Norm is happy to do when speaking to post-game show callers.
Yeah. When, and by the way, violence in response is never appropriate.
Okay.
Never appropriate.
Okay.
Peaceful protest is.
Okay.
Violence is never appropriate.
All right.
What is peaceful protest?
Stop.
President Trump.
And burn down.
You're a coward.
People President all over Trump. The place.
That's an idiot statement.
No, it's not asking. But you say it is.
That's just utterly ridiculous. That's just utterly ridiculous.
Huh?
I don't know what to say about something that ridiculous.
So then he moves on.
How do you have him so cold? There's no caller bleed over.
Then he just moves on to the next topic. That's ridiculous. I don't even know how to respond to something so ridiculous, and he moves on to the next topic. We'll see what this one is.
Frankly, it was more violent than what I'm even seeing now.
Oh, my
but
Lord.
The reason
is
that
ridiculous.
The Democrats
Absolutely
that run these cities...
Ridiculous.
Oh, please.
Talk ...like you about law and order.
Shut up for a minute!
You're in favor of law and order?
I'm in favor of law. You followed
Are you in favor of law
order.
And order? Go
yes,
ahead.
Answer one question, please.
This is law and order.
Let him
law and order with justice, where people get treated fairly.
That is absolute bullcrap. Crap.
17%, 15%
no.
in our administration.
All right.
It's gone up on his watch.
Went down much.
You're a coward. You're a shameful person.
States of America.
Jeez.
Mr. President,
every record in the...
Who had the final say?
Law and order.
Places we had trouble were Democratic run...
Shut up for a minute. Good. Thank you.
So these two, I can kind of understand their passion. Because they're vying for the most powerful seat in the country, the president of the United States, history.
Yeah. Going to the America Hall of Fame.
The America Hall of Fame
yesterday.
With I can't remember who made it back in 1915. Daniel Boone,
I think,
is in the America, the U.S. Hall of Fame.
That's right. They got a bust.
So Norm, certainly, the audio you found of Norm, he must have been dealing with something with that much at stake as well.
Right, like a double play. Or he just cares about the
differing opinion on what happened in the game.
And here's our final clip.
I don't want to do that. I mean, his family we could talk about all night.
Oh, please.
Hey, fam.
Stop.
My family already lost a fortune by coming down and helping.
Stop.
Mr. President.
Every single one of them lost
this
a fortune.
This is not.
Answer one question, please.
Your family. The American people. He doesn't. That's not true. It doesn't want to talk about what you need.
That is absolute bullcrap.
You. That's what we're talking about.
All right. Shut up for a minute. That's. I'm sorry. That's it.
That's awesome.
Moderator Norm. The only man who can corral the candidates.
Norm, so worked up there.
It's what we needed, though. I mean, the actual moderator didn't get worked up enough.
Yeah, just needed angry
failed
Norm.
Our democracy. We needed Norm to call them a coward.
They got the cough button now, right?
Yeah,
or
I don't
the
know.
Mute button.
Didn't seem like that really got used a whole lot the other night. But that debate led to Dale having to make an apology about women because it was a female moderator, which caused Pete Delkus to say to Dale, hey, they got a woman in here to handle the debate, and everything went better. And Dale said, I've always been a fan of promoting women because they'll work for less. So really, both of these debates gave us gold for the show.
Man, what a...
That's politics,
what
Dan.
A web your mind is.
That's politics. 249, this is The Ticket.